The new rankings are called the System for School Success Reports, and they're part of the federal Every Student Succeeds Act, or ESSA. Basically, it takes a look at a number of different data points and assigns a score from 1 to 100 for each school. Kenai Peninsula Borough School District Director of K-12 Schools Assessment and Federal Programs, Tim Vlasak, says the actual measurements aren't that different from previous systems like the Alaska State Performance Index or the standards-based assessment before that. What is new is how the data are interpreted.
So it wasn't just about proficiency, but then it became about growth. That's taken a step further now with ESSA, and not only is it the proficiency and the growth, but we're looking at how EL learners progress, how third grade in particular reading is doing.
Taking benchmark measurements as students progress is important in identifying not only where individual students may need more attention, but for the school as well.
It helps a district determine whether their curriculum, right, what guides all of the instruction, that their curriculum is addressing the standards in the time frame that the students will be assessed on it.
There have been a number of changes in how students and schools are evaluated and on what basis over the past several years, dating back to the Bush administration's No Child Left Behind Act. One thing the newest system offers is simplicity in that single number that shows how well a school is helping students achieve progress. But Vlasak says no matter what the ranking system, there will always be information left out.
It is a limited description of what a school accomplishes, any school. But that said, the state had to come up with a system within the federal guidelines that was consistent. And there are parts of it that I don't like, and there are parts of it that are much improved from the old SBA system or even the star rating system.
On the peninsula, scores range from a high of 93 at Aurora Borealis in Kenai to a low of 19 in Nanwalek. Vlasak says that wide discrepancy is based on a number of factors, including school size.
Most of the schools on the Kenai will have an NA somewhere on their chart. And that means that that group or that indicator was just too small to be used. So that redistributes the scoring mechanism.
For individual students, there's also a lot that can be left out of the measurements.
We get questions all the time. Well, my student's getting an A in math. How come his peak math is so low? Well, first of all, it's an end-of-the-year test, and the grade that a child gets in the class is accumulative based on all of these assignments that he did all along the year. So he might have done A work every week and was rated on it every week. But did he remember that all at that PEAKS test at the end of the year? Well, maybe not.
And adding to the difficulty is the continuous change in assessments. The state has changed vendors for its standardized testing 3 times in less than a decade, on top of all those federal changes. For parents, Vlasak says it's important to look deeper than just that single number that the system churns out to rank a school.
And that is not the only thing to look at when you're deciding what school you want to send your children to, because there are so many other things that go into how a school functions and the climate of the school and pupil-teacher ratio and so many other aspects of the size of the school and those kinds of things that there'll never be a single system that meets the needs of all the uniqueness of the schools in the state of Alaska.
And we'll have links to all the scores for every school on the peninsula at our website, kdll.org. In Kenai, I'm Shaylin Cochran.